Eclectic Collection. Today is episode 96, Mobile Deception. Yes, indeed, mobile deception. What does that mean? So being late to the game on the smartphone, on purpose, I might add. Yes, I love my Flippy, and I still have him. And out of my dead lifeless hands will you get my flip phone. So we're not going to talk about that. That's another rant for another day. However, there's two styles of life, right? There's going to Disney and planning to go to Disney. So I needed a mobile phone to go to Disney because they made it very difficult to not have a smartphone. So I had to graduate from my dumb phone to my smartphone. So that's why I got one. You know, whatever. I can hear you yelling at me and laughing. I don't care. So that's why I got one. So I finally got one. And yes, I got an Android because I'm not into fruit as much as I do like Apple, the fruit. I'm not really an Apple person. So I got the Android thinking it would be easier to navigate. And, I basically don't do an nth of what normal people do on the smartphone that you can, but I'm happy to just text and look up a thing, and I'm just proud that I could even put an app on my phone. Actually, in full disclosure, I make other people put things on my phone, and then the apps are just there, and I don't know how to use them. But again, it's okay. Make fun. I don't care. However, in finally graduating to smartphone status a couple of years ago, I got very uneasy when I would get these ads that would offer things or a movie or a game or something, and it wasn't real. And I was dumb enough to click in them because, you know, why would they lie? Silly me. And it wasn't real. And if I get one more advertisement for this, that stupid match king, match game, whatever that is with the king, like, first of all, the guy's going to die. That's miserable. Like, some of these games are based on, like, oh, this person's going to get killed. Let's save them. It's not like Q-Bert where he falls off of the blocks and he's like, whoa, and it's all kind of happy and very 80s and rainbows. You know, this is like, this person's going to get mutilated or not get like a treatment that they need if you don't save them. I don't want that kind of pressure in a game. I'm down with Pac-Man, okay? So there's a reason that, you know, he just shrivels into nothing. So that bothers me, first of all. But I clicked on a few of these things and they looked cool. And like the little graphic that you saw, I'm totally obsessed. For those of you out there that like Ranch Rush, okay, I heart you for life. And Ranch Rush 2, they never made a 3, but they should. If you're listening, get on it. So Ranch Rush was just a regular little computer game that you could upload, you know, back in the day with a disc, and now it's with a code and whatever. And it's old, but it was like a little farmy kind of game, and I liked it. And you would like harvest crops and blah, blah, blah. And it got to a level in the end, and there's like 10 levels per. And I really liked it. And I'm used to games that end. Like, they have a finish. I don't really know what I want to happen in the end, like actual confetti to come out of the computer screen. It never does, though. But there's always an end. So if I can beat the game, finish the game, get to the very end, life's good. So I did, like, Diner Dash. And, you know, I played, like, all those Penhurst ones where you find the object. Like, things like that. I like a lot of, technically time management games where, like, clicking on things. You know, I'm fine with that. So as they, you know, they had been for a long time on the mobile platform. I just wasn't on the mobile platform. So when everybody was going bananas about, like, you know, what was it, Temple Run and Candy Crush and, you know, Tiny Wings or whatever, I could care less about Angry Birds and all that stuff. I was kind of thinking, hey, you know, I'm back at Solitaire. Were there games like that? So once I finally got starting to look, and there was a lot of free stuff on Google Play, I kept getting these cool little farmy looking kind of things that it wasn't Ranch Rush, but it looked, I'll say, Ranch Rush-esque. And they were good graphics and it was cute. Well, when I clicked in it, not only was it not called what they said it was called, liar, liar, Pantalones and Fuego, but they weren't even close to the style, the graphic, the type of game. And I ended up in a rabbit hole called Township. And I kind of like it. My farm's a little confusing, but that's apparently by way of Facebook. I don't play it on there. I just do it on my phone for me because it was the closest that I could find. It was sort of a facsimile of Ranch Rush. But what I had gone after was a completely different game. And I kind of got duped by one called Klondike. Don't like it, not going to lie. It looked like what I wanted to play, but oh no, just kidding. You know, and I don't like that. And then the clickbait factor. I mean, okay, with YouTube, I kind of understand that people, you know, want you to click in and see what's going on. So, but it's almost like even the news has now resorted to doing things like this. Hey, tune back in 5 minutes after our commercial break to find out, like, you know, who won $1 million. And then it turned out that it's like Play-Doh money or something ridiculous, and it wasn't even a story. It's just all clickbaity now. Everything's clickbaity. Clickbait is clickbait, and clickbait has clickbait. It's so bad. At what point does anything actually show or advertise what's really there? Because even if the game is free, then I don't want a little mini game that's really that. I want the thing you showed me. So what you showed me in the first place if you don't want me to play it? And then why, when I click on that video, oh, just kidding, it's not really those people. I mean, if it says Loch Ness Monster footage, okay, you know, I think it should be Loch Ness Monster footage. Now, it might not be good Loch Ness Monster footage, but it should be Loch Ness Monster footage. That's the way I see it. If it tells you it's this little game and it's farmy and whatnot, it should be that little game and it's farmy, not something totally different or completely wrong or not even in the style or graphics that you were shown. And same thing with a show. I've seen this now happen with TV shows and movie trailers. Sometimes they'll show you the funniest moment in the rom-com, or they'll show you the most dramatic moment in the TV drama. And the next thing you know, you go, you buy it, you watch it. Maybe you buy a service to see it or to get it, or you pay money to go to the movies to watch it. And it's like, that was the only funny line in the movie, or that was the only dramatic moment. The rest of the movie's terrible. The rest of the series is awful. Nothing happens like they think it's going to happen. And it was all just like, let's have one really good line to get everybody interested, and they'll come in, and then no. That's horrible. I think it's like poor advertising. It's basically all just false. And I don't get, again, why you would take the time to make the really good thing as this nugget that's really not true and not going to stand up. So don't do that. And if you are a consumer that's as upset about this stuff as I am, I just think that it's not cool. And the only way to revolt is to not use your cell phone, which, good luck with that. I say text and make calls. Maybe check the weather. And that's it. If you boycott it all, they won't be making those things unless they're real. Now, the chances of this happening are probably about as good as no one using gas back in the 70s when they said, hey, don't do that. And they just stopped using gas. Yeah, that didn't work out either. But I realize what I'm asking. And am I going to give up my phone? You know what? I don't do it as much as you probably do with things and modern stuff and games. But I have my one little game and I leave it at that. And once in a while, you know, solitaire never hurt anybody. But I can't actively go looking through this sea of stuff that's just not real, only to be disappointed time and time again. I won't have it. I'm sorry. It's depressing. So if you are just as angered about that, you know, I would say let us know that, because you're not alone. And I am very, very adamant about showing what you're actually going to get. You know, you want to, if anything, under-promise and over-deliver, not the other way around, and certainly not lie about it. Scruples, my friend, scruples. That's what people need. If you're going to be straightforward in advertising, then loyalty builds brand, builds customers, etc. Not like, ooh, look at this, bait and switch. It just makes me sad. If you liked what you heard today, then check us out on eclecticcollectionpodcast.com or follow us on your preferred platform. I'm Terry Tenaglia. Thanks for listening.